The Dow finished lower today, and the reason? A lousy retail sales report. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 14th day of February. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, and glad that you're here sharing the love of business with us. In other business news, it was a big deal. After a week of wondering, Amazon made it official today. They are not headed to New York City, and there is no love loss in that department. Airbus is giving up on their jumbo airliner. We've got a side story about those sweetheart candies. You know what we're talking about. Also today, the apps that help you track women. No, really. And it's a big hit in Saudi Arabia. Those stories, the markets, and I'll spend some time talking about an event that happened this week that has to do with transportation. But more than that, the future of transportation in Des Moines and in other metros. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Happy Valentine's Day to you, everybody. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and show the love, would you? You can find us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, I'm on Twitter as well. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, the Dow suffered today on the back of a report from the Commerce Department that said retail sales fell by 1.2% in December, marking the biggest monthly drop since September of 2009. The department also said retail sales fell 0.9% in December when excluding gasoline station sales. Weaker than expected retail sales is just one of several signs the economy may be slowing, and much of that has to do with higher prices, lagging wages, and the uncertainty of, well, just about everything. The Dow closed off 108 points, the NASDAQ was up by 6, and the S&P 500 fell by 7 points. We'll have all the numbers later in the newscast. New York City can kiss up to 25,000 jobs goodbye as today Amazon made it official and said they are not going to open a second headquarters in the borough of Queens. Why did they say nyet to New York? Well, how about opposition from local leaders upset by the nearly $3 billion in incentives promised by state and city politicians? Amazon said it did not see any consistently positive or collaborative relationship with state and local officials. Opponents of the project feared that congestion would occur and higher rents would happen in Long Island City, Queens. And they also objected to incentives for a company run by Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man. Amazon said it would not conduct a new headquarters search and would focus on growing at other existing and planned offices. All of this, of course, leaves real estate folks in New York upset that they're losing out on a great migration of people into the city. Seth Pinsky is a broker there, and he said Amazon's withdrawal sends a terrible signal to the marketplace about the ability for companies to expand in New York. He went on to say, quote, "The people who are younger and don't remember the fact that New York was not always thriving, I think don't understand that as bad as the problems of growth are, the problems of decline are even worse." End quote. By the way, no word on where Amazon might be headed. In another gut punch to real estate folks, today General Electric scrapped plans for a 12-story headquarters office tower on Boston's waterfront. choosing instead to lease smaller buildings nearby and return $87 million in incentives to the state of Massachusetts. The move is another side effect of the 127-year-old company's decision last year to break up and sell major businesses, so it will no longer need the 800-person campus it had envisioned. GE's headquarters will now have about 250 employees in two brick buildings that once housed the Nico Wafer Candy Company. GE will lease the buildings, about 95,000 square feet, after selling them and adjacent land for the tower jointly with the state to recoup that incentive money. But before we move on, before we go on, it is Valentine's Day, right? So a word about Nico Candy. Nico Wafers is the namesake candy formerly made by the now-defunct New England Confectionery Company, which operated in Boston. Nico Wafers were first produced back in 1847 and were considered by the company to be its core product. So what's all that got to do about Valentine's Day? Well, Nico was also the manufacturer of those sweetheart candies, you know, the one, those little heart things with words of love written on them. Nico went out of business a couple of years ago, but the rights were bought by Spangler Candy Company, maker of Dum Dum Lollipops, Circus Peanuts, and seasonal candy canes, which seems like a perfect match for nostalgic but not so necessarily the best-tasting candies in the world. Spangler is based, by the way, in Ohio. So there you go. Valentine's Day. Sweetheart candy. Nico. See what you learn here? Bang. Europe's Airbus announced plans to scrap production of the A380 Super Jumbo jet today, abandoning its dream of dominating the skies with a cruise liner for the 21st century after years of lackluster sales. The world's largest airliner, with two decks of spacious cabins and room for 544 people in standard layout, it was designed to challenge Boeing's legendary 747, but failed to take hold as airlines backed a new generation of smaller, more nimble jets. The European company said it would enter talks with unions in the coming weeks over the 3,000 to 3,500 jobs potentially affected there. Hey, it's Valentine's Day, and on this day of love, let's talk about keeping track of women. Yeah, hang on, it's quite a story. A Saudi mobile application that lets men track and restrict the movements of women in the kingdom has come under increased scrutiny this week, with an American senator and rights groups urging Apple and Google to remove it from their platforms, accusing the technology giants of facilitating gender discrimination. Saudi guardianship laws give women a legal status similar to that of minors in many areas of their lives. For example, every Saudi woman, regardless of age, has a male guardian, usually her father or husband, but sometimes her brother or son, who must give his permission for her to get a passport, have certain medical procedures, or even to get married. The app in question is called Absher, and it was launched back in 2015 by the Saudi government. It allows men to manage the women under their guardianship by giving them or revoking them their right to travel through airports, tracking them by their national identity cards or passports. The men can turn on notifications that alert them with a text message anytime a woman under their guardianship passes through an airport. Wow. By the way, the app is still available. Happy Valentine's Day. Ain't love grand? As we reported earlier, the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average closed lower today after the release of a much weaker than expected retail sales data report. S&P 500 dipped by 0.2% to end the day at 2745 as consumer staples and financial sectors lagged. The 30-stock Dow pulled back 103 points to close at 25439 as shares of Coca-Cola had their worst day since 2008. The Nasdaq, however, did eke out a gain of 0.1% to close at 74.26 as Netflix stock climbed by more than 2%. So what caused the downturn? Well, retail sales fell by 1.2% in December, marking their biggest monthly drop since September of 2009. Treasury yields also fell on the weak data. The benchmark 10-year T-note traded around 2.65%. That was down from about 2.69%. The U.S. dollar also fell against other major currencies. The euro rose by 0.3% against the dollar, while the yen gained 0.2%. That data happened on the heels of lingering concerns about the U.S.-China trade dispute. Even with the headwinds, stocks are on track to post a solid gain this week. The three major indexes are all up at least 1% through today's close. Gold gained a buck today to close at $1,311.80 an ounce. Oil gained 62 cents to trade at $54.52 a barrel. And as we said, the 10-year T-note fell to 2.65%. When we come back, a conversation about transportation, bus routes, and more with Amanda Wonke from DART, Zach Bales-Henry from the Windsor Heights City Council, and Josh Mandelbaum from the Des Moines City Council. It's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.